Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's start the derby build-up early with a special Fan Friday for your Friday morning and speak with Jay the Red and Mickey the Blue. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
And we'll have Mickey online very shortly indeed as well. I was going to ask you both, where does the balance of power lie heading into this one? The Reds got back on track, haven't they, Jay?
Well, yeah, you know, we had a couple of disappointing results and the performance against West Ham wasn't great. I thought at Bournemouth we were very good and, you know, we just capitulated defensively towards the end. But the game against West Ham sort of like we struggled a little bit, I thought, and wasn't very good at all. But then when we went to Middlesbrough in midweek, I thought, you know, we were back on track, we were back on it. It was very similar to the Southampton game, I thought, from a few weeks ago. The difference was this time we scored a couple of goals, and if we would have beat Southampton the other week 3-0, no one could have argued, really. But, no, we needed that little boost going into the derby game.
Your confidence levels, Mickey, will have drastically changed after this week.
Yes, mate, yeah. Obviously, it was something that I wasn't going to look, you know, we weren't looking forward to the derby game because, you know, obviously our form hasn't been great. Liverpool have been flying, haven't they? So, yeah, was something that I wasn't looking forward to. But, you know, hopefully we can take a little bit of confidence from the Arsenal game and a little bit of fight.
A little bit? You should have loads of confidence after that, shouldn't you?
Well, you know, it's only one game, Steve, innit? Do you know what I mean? It's, you know, we've played well. But I think hopefully, you know, we've turned the corner, or hopefully they've realised that, you know, if they have a go, then the crowd will get behind them, which is, you know, which is what it's been like this year. It's been quite flat, you know, so hopefully now they've realised that if they have a go, you know, we'll have a go as well. So it gives us a little bit of hope, doesn't it, you know, going into the derby.
Mickey, you don't sound that confident. Yeah, I thought you'd be far more upbeat this morning. I mean, look, there's no obvious sort of signal that you have turned the corner, but let's face it, there's no better opportunity than that sort of result to build upon.
No, you're right. I'm still a little bit, you know, apprehensive of going into the derby game because, you know, as I say, Liverpool are playing well, aren't they? And I was looking forward to, you know, that dodgy keeper that they have in goal. I thought, you know, he might sort of flap a bit.
Hey, come on.
But obviously they brought Mignolet in, which for me I'm a bit gutted about because I thought he was an accident waiting to happen, one of the other keepers. So we'll wait and see, mate. It's all to play for. As I say, we go in with a little bit of hope now into the derby game, and you know, we shall see what happens.
Has Jürgen done the right thing on the keeper front, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, after the game against West Ham, I'd done Redmen TV, and I just said on there, you know, we need to take out the firing line because, you know, at the end of the day, he's a young keeper learning his trade, and he's not really had a great deal to do in a lot of the games he's played in. And when he's being called upon, he's struggled, hasn't he? I think it's his last 10 shots on target. Six of them have ended up as a goal. I mean, you can't just solely blame him. I think the defence has been a bit disappointing as well. Dejan Lovren's been quite poor as well in them games. And, you know, obviously Matt have made a little bit of a mistake against West Ham. But he doesn't instil any confidence in the defence carriers for me. And like I say, he's coming to a new league and he's only played 10 games. He's a young kid and I just think he needed taken out the firing line. And, you know, Klopp seems to have listened to some of the fans and he picked Mignolet the other night and, you know, we kept a clean sheet and he's experienced in these derby games as well. I mean, I know he's conceded a few goals in them, but, you know, he's also had a couple of blinders at Goodison Park in the past as well. So, you know, I think it's the right call for me.
And Mignolet doesn't look like he's been fazed by being out of the side either.
Well, no, he showed a very good professional attitude, but let's get one thing straight here. Simon Mignolet's had 3 seasons at Liverpool and he hasn't been great either, so I just don't think either of the goalkeepers are good enough. But at this moment in time, I think Mignolet is probably the best of a bad bunch, if you like. And, you know, we got a little bit of a confidence booster in that game in midweek against Middlesbrough, keeping a clean sheet. So let's hope we can carry that forward into the derby game.
Well, that might give you hope, Mickey. It might give you a bit of hope. Look, this could be a derby that might well be decided by the defences because both have been a little bit vulnerable at times this season, Mickey.
Yeah, they have. And I think it's, you know, we haven't had a settled defence. You know, we've sort of, Ronald's chopped and changed. Obviously, we've sort of, you know, we've had Morey in. You know, we've had Jagielka in. Obviously, now Jags is going away. He's going to miss the game due to the suspension. So so it looks like it's going to be Morey, I would have thought, that's going to come in at the back.
And is that a worry?
Yeah, a little bit. you know, he's not, you know, someone that sort of fills me with confidence. But I think, you know, if we can get up and at him in this game, I think, you know, the Arsenal game, again, we started really, really slow. and the crowds were really, really nervous, and I think the players were nervous as well. I think we've just got to start. We've got to get out the blocks quick, haven't we? We know Liverpool are going to come flying out the blocks, so we've got to match them for desire. And if we do that, I think, you know, we've got a little bit of a chance. But yeah, as I say, defensively, you know, we've been okay at home. You know, we're undefeated at home, which is something that we can take a little bit of confidence from. And as I say, hopefully put it into good use going into the derby game.
Liverpool's defensive record, Jay, this season has been a little bit bizarre as well, hasn't it? It's had you scratching your head.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you look at Liverpool going forward, we're absolutely fantastic. We've scored the most goals, haven't we, in the Premier League? I think it's 40 goals now, and, you know, obviously defensively we can't seem to keep the door shut though, really, can we? I mean, midweek was a little bit of a boost, but Middlesbrough don't score many goals anyway, do they, really, as a rule? So, you know, it is, we've made errors. I mean, you know, you look at Liverpool, teams don't have many opportunities to score against us, but when they do have the opportunity, they tend to score, and that's what I was saying before about Karius. Last 10 shots a goal against them, 6 of them have ended up in our net. So, you know, it is a little bit of a problem. It's still an issue going forward. It's always been a problem at Liverpool. You look at when a couple of years ago when we nearly won the title, what cost us conceding 51 goals, I think it was. And you just simply can't win a league if you're conceding that many goals. You've got to have a good defence. And, you know, Liverpool haven't really got one. And I think at the moment, yeah, the full-backs are doing quite well, aren't they? And obviously, Joel Matip's come in and he looks very good as well. But then I'm just still not convinced by Lovren. I'm not convinced by Clavin. I'm not convinced when Lucas plays there, because obviously it's not by trade. He's a central midfield player. So I think Liverpool do need another centre-half. But, you know, like I say, let's concentrate on going into this derby game. And, you know, Liverpool are very good going forward, so I'm sure they'll score a couple of goals.
Are you both happy with the referee for the occasion, Mike Dean from The World? First time he's been allowed to be involved with the clubs. Mickey, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, the refereeing at the moment in the Premier League for me has been awful. But Mike Dean is, you would say, he's one of the better ones. And, you know, in previous derby games, you know, we haven't had the best of decisions. I go back to the likes of Clattenburg, who's just come back to Goodison, I think, for the Arsenal game. I think it was 6 years or something since he's refereed a match at Goodison, obviously after the bad game he did have against Liverpool. But yeah, Mike Dean, you know, as I say, local lad, one of the better referees. So, you know, for me, hopefully that's, you know, it's not a bad choice. And yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
I'm just reading this little article that got in the Echo today, and it's from Jamie Carrigan. He says, as a Liverpool player, I always think you've got to try and control the referee at Goodison. I'm sure Everton fans won't be happy with me saying that, but that was your job at Goodison. What do you reckon, Jay?
Obviously, if you go back to derby games in the past, I think the major one was when Gerrard, when Tony Ibbe was going to get a yellow card, and Gerrard had a word in the ear at Clattenburg, and all of a sudden he produced a red card and he was sent off. I think, you know, certain things like that haven't gone down too well with the Evertonians, and quite rightly so, I suppose. But, you know, obviously Clattenburg never refereed a game then at Goodison for such a long time. And I think it's a strange appointment, to be honest, because I think he lives on the Wirral, doesn't he, Mike Dean?
Yeah.
And people have had Evertonians saying to me this week, he's a Liverpool fan. Him.
No, he's like, a Tranmere fan, Jay.
Well, that's what I've been told, he's a Tranmere fan. And I think if you analyse over time when he's refereed Liverpool games, he's not normally a good referee for Liverpool either, Mike Dean. So it'd be an interesting one. I think it's a strange appointment because I just look at it and think, because where he lives, it's just putting him under unnecessary pressure. I mean, if you look back to earlier on in the season, Anthony Taylor was given the game against Manchester United at Anfield. Now, he's meant to be an Old Trafford fan, lives 6 or 7 miles away from Old Trafford. And I just thought it was a strange appointment because it put him under pressure straight away. And to be fair, he didn't make any mistakes in that game. And let's hope the same applies on Monday when Mike Dean referees the derby.
Right, let's get a key man from both of you. For the Blues, who's it going to be, Mickey?
Well, I'm hoping that he's going to pick the same team pretty much that he put out against Arsenal. Obviously, Moreau.
Except for Jagielka.
But for me, I hope he sort of sticks with Enner Valencia. Because he was absolutely brilliant when he played the other night against Arsenal. I think he set the bar, really. He raised the bar, he raised the standards, and he put a shift in, and I think that inspired the other players in the team to sort of to have a go as well. He put a few of them to shame. And I think that's what we've got to do. You know, against Liverpool, we've got to be up and at them. We've got to be in the face. And as I say, he's here, you know, it's something, he's a player that Liverpool hopefully won't know too much about. He's so good in the air, which, you know, really surprised me. And as I say, for his desire and his work rate, for me, he's got to be in the team, and hopefully he could be a surprise package for us.
Enner Valencia, key man for the Blues. What about the Reds?
There's obviously going to be many key battles, isn't he? I mean, how Liverpool cope with Lukaku is important, because it's probably going to be the first time Matip's come up against them, and Lukaku tends to do well against Liverpool. But, you know, from our point of view of us worrying about, you know, them, it should be more about them worrying about us. And, you know, realistically, Sadio Mane's been a fantastic signer for Liverpool, and he had a little bit of a dip in form recently, but he seems to have picked back up again. He's very good against Middlesbrough the other night, albeit he never scored. But I think his pace could frighten Everton, and he might have a point to prove with Koeman as well, because when he was shouted out to the manager, he had a little bit of a falling out, didn't he, mid-season last year. So maybe he's got a point to prove, and I just think his pace, not many teams can live with Sadio Mane, and let's hope Everton can't either on Monday night.
Come on, boys, give us the predictions then. Jay, we'll start with you. As the visiting side, what do you reckon?
Well, you know, you look at Everton's form, they got a boost, didn't they, beating Arsenal in midweek, and obviously, ironically, that helped Liverpool, didn't it, because we've drawn level now with Arsenal in second place. But, you know, listen, at the end of the day, anything can happen in a derby game, but Everton might have got that victory, but you've got to look at the 10 games previous to that, and they didn't have a win at all, did they, on the board in them 10 games. So Liverpool are the team that's in better form than Everton, and I said to a few people, I'd be disappointed if Liverpool don't get the 3 points. And let's hope that's the case and we win. And, you know, it'll be a great Christmas then.
Well, go on, give us a score.
Yeah, I'll go for a 2-1 Liverpool victory.
2-1, Mickey?
For me, Steve, you know, going back in previous derbies, form just goes completely off the window. Anything can happen, and I think it's going to be on the night. You two want it more, and, you know, if anyone freezes. I'm hoping, as I say, we have turned a little bit of a corner. It's under the lights of Goodison. It's, you know, it's going to be a special atmosphere. I can see goals galore. I'm going to go for a 3-2 Everton victory.
That'll be something to watch, won't it? Mickey, Jay, have a brilliant weekend, lads.
All the best, boys.
Thank you very much, lads. Indeed. That's Jay and Mickey, Fan Friday. Let's see if their predictions come true come Monday night.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.